Long, long ago, and far, far away, there lived a wise and powerful king. And for many years he ruled the land. The people were happy and prosperous and contented. But as the years went by, he grew tired and weary and old, and soon he came to the end of his days. The king lay in a richly carved bed, draped with silken hangings. At the windows, heavy velvet curtains shut out the bright light which hurt his old, sick eyes. The king lay in the bed and thought and worried. He called his three sons into his room. "My sons, soon I must leave you. I must decide which of you will rule after I have gone. And so I set you a task. On the table here beside me are three gold coins. Each of you must take a coin and buy with it something that will fill this room. You must return here by the day's end, and whoever returns first with the task fulfilled, he will be the next king." Well, the eldest brother shot up. He rushed past the others. He pushed them to the ground in his carelessness. He ran over to the table. He snatched his gold coin and ran across the floor, out the door, into the courtyard. He paused at the gate, and with barely a thought, he raced away down to the right. The second brother was angry that the first had been so rude. He picked himself up, grumbling and complaining, and strode over to the table. He grabbed at his coin and marched across the floor, out the door, and into the courtyard. He stomped across the courtyard and out the gate. Then he stood there and scowled and stalked off to the left. The youngest brother, he sat there and laughed at the other two. He dusted himself off and picked himself up. He went over to the table and got his coin. And then he went over to his father, squeezed his hand a little. "I'll be back soon." And he walked across the shiny, polished floor. Outside the door, the bright sunshine made his eyes blink, made his nose wrinkle. He giggled a little. He stopped and heard the birds singing. And then he smiled and walked across the courtyard. He paused at the gate, and then he walked straight ahead down the road. In the king's dark bedchamber, the servants quietly whispered amongst themselves, "Who will win? Who will be back first? Who will be our new king?" They waited. And the king turned his head on his silken pillow. He looked at the crack of sky that showed between the dark velvet curtains. The sun was getting lower in the sky. The day was slowly ending. They waited, and soon they heard a loud knock. The heavy door swung open, and there was the eldest son. "Step aside, step aside. Come on, help me. I have many sacks to bring in here." The servants all had to help him bring in the sacks. They were heavy. They took sharp knives and cut open the sacks. And out came straw. Scratchy, itchy, dusty straw. They scattered it all over the king's floor, everywhere. When all the sacks were emptied and all the straw was scattered on the floor, the eldest son stood back and looked. He had spent all his money, but he saw that the straw didn't even half fill the room. Well, he was very disappointed, and he stood against the wall with his arms folded. Started grumbling to himself. The servants had to try and clean up all the straw. It was very uncomfortable. It made them scratchy and itchy, too, and it was hard to clean it all up. But they did, and they waited to see what would happen next. And the king turned his head on his silken pillow and looked at the crack between the curtains. The day was growing short. The sun was sinking in the sky. Then came another knock. The heavy door swung open again, and standing there this time was the second brother. "Help me! Help me unload these wagons! I have sacks to bring in." And the servants hurried to help him. There were even more sacks this time. They were brought into the middle of the polished floor. The sharp knives came out. The sacks split open. Out came feathers. The light feathers floated in the air. They settled in the drapes of the bed. They got up people's nose. They went everywhere. And when all the sacks were emptied and all the feathers were scattered in the room, the second son stood back and looked. He had spent all his money, but the feathers only filled up half the room. He was so mad, he went over and kicked at the wall and started quarreling with his brother. The king just turned his head on his silken pillow and looked out the window, the little crack between the velvet curtains. The sun was so low in the sky, the day was almost over. Where was the youngest brother? Soon there came another knock, and the heavy door swung open one more time. Standing there in the dark twilight was the youngest brother. The servants stood back to see what they must bring in, but it was just the youngest brother carrying a little paper sack. The door shut behind him. He walked across the dim light of the bedroom, and they heard him jingling. He came to the table next to his father's bed and took out of his pockets silver coins and copper coins and laid them on the table where the gold coins had been. He laid his paper sack on the table next to the coins and took out of it 1, 2, 3 somethings and stood them up on the table. And then he took his match and lit the 3 candles, and the father's bedchamber was filled with light. The servants applauded quietly, and the old father said, "My son, you have succeeded. You have found something to buy with your gold that filled my room. And now you will be the new king." And so the youngest brother became the new king. And the last time I went through that land, he was doing a wonderful job.